After a circuitous route via Malaysia, US Congress Speaker Nancy Pelosi has skirted the disputed South China Sea to land in Taiwan this morning. The Republic of China's President Tsai Ing-wen was ill with COVID when she arrived, but she was met by Vice President Lau Ching-ti.
I accept all the kind words that you said about me on behalf of the Congress of the United States, because all of that was done in a very strong bipartisan way in support of Taiwan. When you say that I'm a good friend of Taiwan, I take that as a great compliment, but I receive it on behalf of my colleagues.
I asked Tom Switzer, the Executive Director for the Center for Independent Studies, what the ramifications of her visit to Taiwan would be.
Well, look, she has arrived in Taiwan without incident, and that's a welcome development, Rod. But the reality is that China is unlikely to ease its pressure on Taiwan once the speaker leaves. I mean, once the news of her trip was leaked to the Financial Times, and then, of course, Beijing reacted with rhetorical tweets and unspecified military threats, she was right to follow through. But this crisis over Taiwan will continue.
I guess it was a situation where really nobody could afford to back down.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, the critics say that this was the wrong time to visit Taiwan, but they can't tell us when would be a right time that Beijing would tolerate. So, and this is the first trip by such a high-level official, US government official, since 1997, when one of her predecessors, Newt Gingrich, visited Taiwan. So it's a long time overdue. It just reaffirms the important relationship between Washington and Taipei.
And is this coming from her office, or is it coming from the president's office, the reason for the trip?
Look, it's not altogether clear, because the president has sent so many different signals about the nature of the Taiwan relationship. But in the present context, he played it down. He said that it would be unwise to do it. But I think that the speaker, just with the support of both Republicans and Democrats in Washington, is probably the only issue that unites Congress. She's gone there with the backing of Congress, even though Biden sent mixed messages.
What sort of topics are going to be up for discussion, I guess, apart from defence?
Well, I think that's really the issue. You know, the One China policy has been the status quo for the last 50 years, ever since Richard Nixon and Henry Kissinger visited China in early 1972. And the mutual understanding has been that China, the People's Republic of China, will wait for peaceful reunification while the US recognises the One China and is ambiguous about defending Taiwan. Look, the reality is that that strategy is no longer working. It can't hold because Xi Jinping wants to unify China.
Tom Switzer, the Executive Director for the Center for Independent Studies, speaking with me there.